Ow!
That was a very pretty face.
Ooh.
Wow. Shot down.
All right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Drunk Film Commentary.
I don't know about everybody, but five people.
Woo. Hey, you.
There you go.
Hey, you. Welcome to another episode.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for listening.
Who's Scott?
I don't know, but if a Scott's listening, he's going to trip right there.
My brother. Maybe my brother. No, he doesn't listen.
I doubt it, yeah.
I don't think he knows how to work the podcast like I don't.
It's really not that hard. You find
it's click, click.
I actually have it on my phone automatically. I just have to search podcast and boom, there's right there at my fingertips.
Anyway.
We're a podcast.
We are, and our name is...
Drunk Film Commentary.
Thank you, Justin Time.
Anytime.
Where can we find us at?
Drunkfilmcommentary at yahoo.com.
Why should they drop us a line?
For anything, to give us movies for our random movie generator.
Tell us what you're wearing while you're listening to us.
That's scary.
Hello there.
I don't recommend doing that.
You can. I mean, I don't get email through there, but I would like to know.
I can share our emails with you guys if you'd like.
Have we gotten any good ones?
Oh, we got lots of good ones.
All right.
We got...
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. Yeah. I'm Justin Time.
And I am the lovely Danielle.
And I am Jason. I'm reading through our fan mail.
He's JTB.
And we're drunk.
I got a letter from Kennedy Hussein, who says, greetings. I do not want to invade your privacy.
I don't remember that one from the Kennedy household.
My name is Kennedy. In my first post, I told you about my late client, Edward.
Since James Olmos?
No last name, just Edward. Since his death, I received several letters from his bank, where he made a deposit of $10.5 million before his death.
That's a good chunk of change.
I love their scams.
The fund asked me to provide his immediate family or any of his relatives who could file an application on his behalf, or the fund would be confiscated by the bank. I contacted you based on that you have the same last name with the client.
But again, they've never said the client's last
commentary.
Name.
Commentary. After your answer, I will
commentary.
Give you...
That's a pretty common last name.
I guess so. Cause I think that's how we are. We're drunk film commentary.
And film would be our middle name, yeah.
Maybe film commentary is the last word. I don't know what I put in here, but...
Either way, film commentary isn't the last name.
But the email is drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com. I'm sure you can do better than that, so drop us a line and let us know.
That always reminds me of there's a comic that's out there, and it's a one-panel like cartoon strip. And it's, you know, an obviously African guy, like in an African hut. Okay. And he's sitting at a computer. He's like, I don't know why that no one's responding. It's free fucking money. I don't know why he sounds like he's from Italy, but.
All right. But tonight, our movie is.
Gremlins 2.
No, just no.
One. Oh,
damn it, Justin Time.
We could talk about Gremlins 2 a little later.
No, I think Justin Time just is trying to be funny and watch the wrong one again.
I'm not trying to be funny. I am.
He's an idiot.
Oh. No name calling, jackass.
I mean, I can get the fuck out of here.
No, you can't. There's like 20 feet of snow outside.
And by out of here, I mean go sleep
go
in my bed.
Go to your
Come
room.
Come on, Meatball. We're going to bed.
In our house? Yeah, yeah.
But Gremlins came out... in June of 1984. It was a June movie, actually.
Ooh.
It's a Christmas movie. That's why we're doing it now.
June movie.
This is our Christmas special. This is my pick, so I picked Gremlins for Christmas time for us. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get this fucking shit started. Yeah?
So we got time.
We got the DVD.
Right.
The latest, I think it's Blu-ray, actually, but we're starting right up. The Warner Brothers logo is popping up. Justin, what do you know about Gremlins?
I know a couple of things you're supposed to do when you're taking care of them.
Oh, yeah, the three rules. We'll get to that. Yeah, what else?
I know it's a movie. It came out in 84.
That's amazing.
Fuck you.
That's so amazing.
Fuck you. I wasn't expecting you to put on the spot right away.
The movie opens up in Chinatown.
Yeah.
And here's the dad. It's Hoyt Axton. He's an old country singer.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
He wrote Joy to the World.
No fucking way.
Or he was
way.
A partial writer to it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then what's his name, Billy, the main character in this movie. He talked to him about them. And he's like, well, would you make any money off that? He said, yeah, I made $4.5 million off that song. Said, that's awesome. He's like, what happened to it? He's like, it all went up my nose. He said he spent $4.5 million worth of cocaine in 18 months.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, he must have had a good time, huh?
He must not have palate left after that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's still kicking, so good for him. Well, not anymore. But
I mean,
still
and it probably wasn't just him putting out. He probably bought a kilo and, okay, well.
Let all my closest friends come over.
All 50 of my best friends can come over and snort all this cocaine.
Yeah. He died in 99 at age of 61.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But he was on.
I'd say that's pretty good if you spend $4.5 million on cocaine.
Yeah, and he was still doing a lot of shit. He was on a bunch of shows. He had a lot of shitty.
Well, I'm sure he was doing a lot of stuff if he was on that much cocaine. you tend to get shit done.
We'll see, right? He wrote The Pusher by Steppenwolf, Joy of the World, which was by Three Dog Night originally in 1971.
Yeah.
That's Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Yeah.
Da, da, da. And that's all his highlights. Everything else here doesn't mean shit. A bunch of other songs he wrote, which probably doesn't make any money.
Well, Joy to the World was in Sausage Party, which was released earlier this year.
Mm.
Oh, his grandkid probably got another.
Haven't seen that one yet. His kids are set from that song. His grandkids, whatever.
But he opens the movie like telling the story. He's kind of like the narrator at first, which I thought kind of odd because there's a lot of scenes where he's not into it. He goes around at the end, too. He comes around and closes the story up, too. He's like, well, you know.
Yeah, that did kind of seem weird that he was the narrator?
The storyteller, yeah.
Yeah. It almost seemed like he wasn't actually the father and just blew in and dropped these things off.
It starts out with him on... Was this Christmas Eve?
Yeah, being like the shittiest father ever. Like, oh, glad you guys were open.
It's not Christmas Eve yet. Because Christmas Eve's coming up.
Oh, I thought he said it was Christmas
Eve. No, it's the day before he's like on his way to the airport or something.
Okay.
And he's going home for Christmas.
Well, I know when he brings it home, it's Christmas Eve. So that's what was weird.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Because Christmas Eve is the day where everything happens, where all goes to shit. I think that's the day before.
Huh. I thought it was Christmas Day shit happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to pay attention so we don't know.
Yeah.
But
we got subtitles on?
The old Japanese guy, he is K. Luke. He died in 91, shortly after part 2 of Gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
He was 86. He was in a ton of shit. Starting in 1934, he started being in shit. He was in a shitload of Charlie Chan movies.
Charlie Chan?
Yeah, Charlie Chan.
Charlie Chan, huh?
Charlie Chan? Yeah.
Charlie Chan?
Remember
he
Charlie?
He did some of the Smurfs voices, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He played Lee Chan in the Charlie Chan. But he was also the original Brock in the Space Ghost cartoon.
No way.
In the 60s.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Huh.
I don't know if it was fake or what.
You mean Brack?
Brack's eye or this guy's eye? Brack.
Brack, not Brack.
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 Brack. C-Matt.
Oh, boy.
I'll bury you in C-Matt.
And look at Round Eye.
That's not
doing the deal out the back eye. Out the back door.
So he's selling them the Mogwai.
He's not supposed to sell it, but he knows his grandpa needs money, so he's like, all right.
He gets it for $200. You can't get a dog for $200 really much.
Even at the shelter, they're $189.
I was going to say, I was looking at a dog not that long ago, and the dog itself was like $130-something, but after all the shit they make you buy from them, and then all like the fees and tagging and shit that they charge you with,
it was
like $212.
Here's where they're talking about the rules. The three rules.
Yeah.
Can't get them wet. You can't feed them after midnight. And they're, they don't like light. Yeah, sunlight will kill them.
Sunlight will kill them. Yeah. So, here we go. Oh, just in time. Here comes the opening credits. Now, this downtown scene is filmed on Universal Studios. the same place where Back to the Future, right there. See Back
yeah,
to the Future?
Yeah, that's the same set.
See Hill
yeah.
Valley? See the clock tower on the right?
Closest to you.
Yeah, right here.
But
yeah.
look at
the line hanging
off of it. Looks like the thing from Back to the Future,
doesn't
the cord.
Like
right?
Cord?
Two, right?
No, it was
no,
the first
one.
Was it?
Yeah, we're
oh,
down.
Yeah, you're right.
The cord that went down
hit the
to the thing.
Thing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was, yeah.
But it's not. We saw it the other night. We were watching it. I just paused it. I'm like,
it, yeah.
That, I would have never noticed that if you didn't point it out.
I went back. I saw the clock tower there on the side. You see the fillers and stuff.
I read that they did the use. They reused the set, but I never thought to look at
yeah,
that
right
for.
There.
For
yeah.
That.
Well, I read that and then I saw it afterwards. I've heard, but no.
But yeah, didn't the cord hang down on the other side of the building though?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
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 Because they go crash into the movie theater, which the movie theater is in
on
here.
Yeah, it's on that side from the...
The same movie theater the Gremlins take over. Is,
yeah.
Which we'll get to a little later. Yeah, yeah, I guess take it. And that and this was filmed like a year apart. This was filmed first in early 84.
Was
Back
that,
to the Future was
wait,
filmed
was
in early 85.
Was that Harry Carey Jr.?
Yes.
Mr. Anderson?
Who?
Oh, and there's the bug.
Harry Carey Jr., though.
Harry Carey's son?
Sorry. Here is Billy and his dog, Barney, whose real name is Mushroom.
Oh, really?
Was it Mushroom? I know we thought it was Gumdrop for a minute. Like, we're like, it's a candy name or a
food
name.
Yeah,
it's something.
His name is Mushroom.
One of the things that they was mentioned about the trees. If you look at them, all the trees have leaves on them. Because when they recorded and filmed this movie, it was summer.
Oh yeah, this is all fake snow.
So
I assumed it was fake snow, but I never thought to look at the leaves.
But
of
if
the
you
trees.
Look, yeah, look at all the leaves are obviously hanging there.
Yeah,
that's nice. Yeah.
And they're nice and green and supple underneath
right.
the snow.
They're just
yeah.
sprayed. They flocked them.
Hey, here's Dick Miller, star of Chopping Mall.
You mean Mick Diller?
No, I mean Dick Miller, star of Chopping Mall. Remember he was a janitor?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, this is a big role. Dick Miller was, he was pretty kick-ass, actually. He had tons of character roles. He's been in all kinds of Roger Corman movies since the 60s, maybe even earlier. But now he's like, he plays this, here is Spielberg, Boy's Life, and Watch the Skies is up in the marquee of the movie theater. That's the fake title, or the original titles of E.T. and Close Encounters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. I wonder what the movie posters say, if you were to be able to zoom in close
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure there's a good Easter egg in there.
This is totally the Back to the Future Street. This is the same
there's the Emporium.
Street.
Yeah.
And what about a Burger King?
I don't think the Burger King is in...
No, but you don't put a... Burger King isn't in a strip mall anywhere.
They used to.
No.
Yeah, no.
They used to.
In the cities and
I
stuff.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah. I've been to a Burger King that looks just like that one in Chicago.
I think
yeah, I've been
wrong.
To McDonald's. It's like a two-story
yeah.
McDonald's.
Well,
like.
McDonald's, yeah, but...
Well, if McDonald's going to do it, then Burger King's going to do it.
Yeah. And if Burger King's going to do it, Taco Bell's going to do it. If Taco Bell's going to do it, Pizza Hut's going to do it.
You know,
if Pizza Hut's going to do it, we're all going to die.
Wendy's doesn't do breakfast anymore.
Yeah, they stopped it. They
just found that out today.
They did it, and then they stopped it, like, right as soon as McDonald's announced they were doing all-day breakfast. They were like,
oh,
well,
really?
Fuck it.
It's been that long?
Yeah.
I don't go to Wendy's very often, but today I was like, I need some breakfast, so I went over there. But here's the first example that Billy's a fucking idiot.
I couldn't tell you the last time I ate fast food.
His name tag's upside down, or his name plate on his desk is upside
oh,
down.
Oh, yeah.
But here is Phoebe Cates. Wearing a beautiful, puffy shirt there.
Yeah. I'm glad we don't have to dress like this anymore.
Now, how old are these kids?
I don't know.
Well,
in the middle of the movie, I think they're 17, and then here it's like, well, how would you get a banker's job and you're under 20?
And that's the thing. He's not in school, obviously.
Yeah.
But he...
Look, it's the Wizard of Oz. It's like a cross between...
Mrs. Deagle.
The Wizard of Oz and It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. Except they don't fly. They get electrocuted.
Yeah, and then it changes a lot. But Miss Deagle, I guess she owns the town. She's
her husband owned the bank or whatever, and then when he died, she inherited everything.
Yeah, and she probably owns a ton of real estate and stuff too.
Look at
everybody owes her money.
There's
so she
Dick
owns
Miller
the
in the background.
It's like China right now.
Yeah, there he was. He's standing in the background. Now, poor little mama and her kids. Yeah, can't afford it. Miss Deagle says, "Fuck off. Don't care."
All I care about is making money.
And her super spiral staircase she has to pay for, so.
Yeah.
And her 20 million cats that she's got. Which we'll get to that later, I guess. Spoiler. That's great.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
That's
yeah,
like a
so
Simpsons kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's just the type of joke where the mom's begging for money and getting turned up. Mommy, but I'm starving.
I don't get how she's screaming about how the dog broke the snowman. They don't live anywhere near each other. The dog was with him in the car.
Yeah.
He walked to work with him.
He doesn't deny it, though. He's just like...
It was
it.
Weird.
Yeah. But you can tell this isn't the first time that they've interacted over this sort of thing.
Well, obviously this bitch has an issue.
But he
she
gets to bring his dog
way.
To work, which is pretty fucking
well,
badass.
Nobody knew that.
Can I bring my dog to work?
No, everybody would know. He'd pee on him or just lick him to
he
death.
He would not pee on anybody, but he might lick him to death, yeah. She wants the dog to die a slow and painful death.
Yeah.
Which means she's the bad lady.
You can tell this movie's old because she said she's going to put it in her spin dryer and not just a dryer.
But Barney, like, knows she's talking shit. She's like, fuck this bitch. And he jumps over the counter and pretty much attacks her, which I guess...
Barney just doesn't like her because he knows she's an old, miserable hag. Yeah. And he's a dog, and dogs sense that shit.
So he picks up the dog and brings her over by her.
And says, and his bosses say, what is that dog doing here? So you know he wasn't allowed to bring the dog.
So you think I can hide Meatball under my desk at work?
No. Meatball wouldn't stay under your desk.
He might.
You know what? You go ahead and bring your dog. Maybe then you'll take him out more than once a day.
Whatever. I take him out 3 times a day.
I know, but if he's at work with you, you'll take him out every time you go outside, right?
I'll go outside.
Ever once?
Right, to have a cigarette? You don't go outside?
I do one on the radio show, yeah.
Well, there you go.
But now I got a new spot. I got the stairwell that I go to.
You're not allowed to smoke inside.
It's kind of outside. It's like in the deep dark, in the dungeon, the basement area. There's a little stairwell that goes up the side door. No one ever uses it. I just go in the stairwell. Did that yesterday and today when it was like minus 20. It worked pretty well. He's a soda can.
And then, but then, like, we were talking about how old old are these fucking guys? Now he's in a bar.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He said he's 24, and he's an executive. Oh. The other guy. And he's like, and look
Judge
at you.
Reinhold?
You're not, yeah, 23. Junior vice president, 23.
So you gotta think they went to high school together, right?
You would think, but it could be one of those scenarios where Billy was a freshman and he was a senior,
yeah,
or
and lived nearby. Maybe.
And it's a smaller town.
See,
so
you guys are missing it right now. He just said, "And look at you! You basically support your whole family because your dad can't do it."
Yeah, his dad's
so,
not a very good
so
salesman.
Obviously, they did go to school together. And I don't understand vodka martini shaken not stirred. Hey, guess what?
He's trying to be drinking
vodka. Water. You can shake that shit. It don't matter.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
It's not gin.
Yeah.
Gin can be bruised.
But here, the judge. This is our second appearance of
the judge.
He was in Beverly Hills Cop. We did. That was all, like a year ago.
Yeah.
Over a year now since we did that one. But, Judge Returns.
I'm surprised this is only the second movie he's been in. Be honest with you.
He's not in a whole lot, dude.
He's in one of my favorite movies, but we'll talk about that later.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
No.
Okay. That's where Phoebe shows her boobies.
Yeah. Look, It's a Wonderful Life.
It's actually
there it
playing
is.
On TV, so. Which I just finally saw, well, most of it, well, part of it the other day. But here's Billy in the kitchen with his mom.
Who looks just like him.
You
same
know
haircut
is.
And everything.
You know where else she's another Back to the Future connection. She's in that one, too.
Really?
Yeah.
And I like all the stupid inventions.
She plays the grandmother, I guess you'd say. The mother in 1955. When he's knocked out and wakes up, and Lorraine's mother.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like,
Do I know your mom?
Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah, she came out of your pussy.
I'm going to give her a call.
That's her, same chick.
Yeah.
This was the year before.
So, Dad has all these lovely
contraptions. There you go.
And none of them ever work.
As you've seen on TV shit.
Yeah. The personal egg cracker and...
Zach Galligan, this is one of his first movie role, really. This came out, this is about it. And then he wasn't in a whole lot after this either. He's still working, though. He's still doing shit.
That's good.
Nothing we've ever heard of, but he's still doing something. He wants to do Gremlins 3.
Of course he does.
So...
He's 52 right
so
now.
So hold on, I'm trying to pay attention to this because I want to make sure. I was pretty sure that right here is Christmas Eve, which would mean that the bank was open on Christmas Eve, which means that Dad was on a business trip on Christmas Eve.
But then tomorrow they got school and...
That's what I'm saying. It's really weird.
Yeah, I don't think this is...
It won't wait till Christmas.
Yeah, I think this is a couple days beforehand. Because he kind of gets used to it for a day. And
which is so weird, by the way, because the next day they had school when all this happens. But the kid, Corey Feldman, his character was working in the Christmas lot the morning before. So he wasn't at school that day, but then he was at school the 2 days later. I'm confused.
Well, they haven't even bought a Christmas tree yet. Who buys... All these
Christmas
movies.
Well, he gets it tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't get... All these Christmas movies are like... They do everything like the...
Last
the
minute.
Day
of,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, how many days till Christmas? 9?
I guess I better start my Christmas shopping.
Something like that, yeah.
I just got a tree today. A tree.
That's the third tree.
I have a tree. Half of it didn't work. So I went to the store. I got another tree. The other half of it did. Like, the top half of that tree didn't work. So I took it back today, and the guy looks at me, and he goes, do you want just another tree, or do you want to... And I'm like, whatever. I don't even care at this point. I'll just take my money back. And he's like, well, here. And he picks this up from behind the counter, and he goes, this one's been on hold since November 11th. Somebody called and said that they wanted that tree because it was on sale for $20, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, so you want it? I'll just swap them right now. I'm like, sure. He's like, all right, bye. And handed it to me, and I'm like, if it doesn't work, I'm coming back. And he's like, that's fine, I'm here all day. I came home, I took it out of the box, I fucking plugged it in, and I'm like, oh, cool, okay, it works. And now I haven't decorated it yet.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, the last one worked until you hung an ornament on it.
As soon as I put an ornament on one of the branches, the top half of the tree went out. And I've had this one just like that, but with clear lights on it for, I don't know, 4 years or something like that. I bought it to put in my daughter's room when she was... living with me at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, plugged that one in and the bottom half of that one didn't work this year. I'm like, oh, great. So far, so good. This tree works. So Dad's repeating the whole issue of three
rules.
Yeah.
And
this guy...
They never say what would happen if you did this, though.
No.
Yeah, and then what's after midnight? Have you guys ever seen Gremlins 2?
Yes.
You have? Yeah.
I don't
yes.
think I did.
What'd you think of it?
Gremlins 2, I liked it.
It's a lot different.
It's a whole different movie.
It's, instead of, like, rehashing the same, like, horror with a little bit of comedy, they went the other way and went comedy
with
a little bit of horror.
Yeah.
And, they, like, totally, like, made fun of the first one, pretty much. Even, like, the rules and stuff like that. They're like, well, so, people are questioning. So, it's always after midnight, so what does that mean?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And all the questions that people would bring up in the movie, they'd bring up.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
But I guess, I mean, after midnight, what's after midnight? Dawn.
We're after midnight. It's 11:39 p.m. right now. It's after midnight.
Yeah.
It's not after midnight. It's 11:39.
It's after midnight.
It's after midnight, yeah.
It's the same day.
It's just before midnight.
No.
You guys need to picture this.
I know
what you're saying.
23 hours and 39 minutes past midnight.
Yeah. I mean, if midnight is zero, then...
But Gremlins...
It's always after zero?
Yeah.
Until you're coming up to zero.
Gremlins came out in June 1984. Same weekend as what? Ghostbusters.
Oh, really?
Same weekend. These two. Which one do you think took it?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Not by much, though.
Really?
13.5 beat Gremlins 12.5.
Well.
So at this point here, too, the other question was, like, how can you have him, how can the dog lick him, but water makes him multiply?
Oh, and then they're in the snow.
Yeah, they're
outside. They're drinking beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, the drinking beer thing especially was like, you know.
He wraps this whole bandage around his ears and head, just trying to make him look cute, I think. So I don't know what that's doing for anything.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember Furbies?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So when those things came out, I couldn't help but giggle.
Oh, they totally
and I'm
look like
Gizmo,
they're,
yeah.
They're gremlins. They're, well, gizmos, yeah.
Mogwai. Mogwai.
We have a friend that calls his daughter Mogwai. Andy calls Maggie Mogwai all the time.
Hmm. But Gremlins did good that year.
This
they were,
cracks me up. He walks into the kitchen the next morning, and he, like, looks. You hear this I can't even speak.
Ominous?
Ominous?
Ominous.
Ominous?
I may or may not have been drinking tonight.
Oh, really?
1984, top five movies. Gremlins is number four. Justin, what's above it?
In 1984?
Yes.
Mm.
I can hint, one of these is a previous DFC episode.
Tango and Cash.
No.
Space Jam.
Top three of the year.
Space Jam.
No. Number one was Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, okay.
Number two was Ghostbusters. Number three was Temple of Doom.
Here's...
Number four was Gremlins.
Here's Corey Feldman.
Five. Six was Police Academy.
And that's an awful lot of orange juice.
What's 52 was Top Secret. We liked 84, huh?
Evidently.
Yes.
Just in time.
Sorry, well, I got messaged about my birthday party tomorrow.
I did too. Get
When's
off
your birthday?
I left it.
It's this Monday.
Hey, happy birthday, just in time.
Thank you. I just wanted to know what it said.
So everyone should send presents.
I had to scroll up between a bunch of shit to see what it said. But yeah, go ahead and send me presents. I'm okay with that.
Drunkfilmcommentary at yahoo.com.
Or find me on my personal email at justintimetunks at gmail.com.
Send us first. So. We'll go get his share. But
what movie is he watching?
I don't...
Shitty movie.
It looks like The Rocketeer, but I don't know.
So I couldn't help.
I heard about it on the commentary, but I remember I like never heard of it or something.
I watched some weird.
Here's Corey Feldman.
The Hooded Menace, issue number one.
I said that earlier. Nobody's paying attention.
I heard you. I said, yeah, oh yeah, there he is.
The 24-year-old's only friend is this little 10-year-old kid.
Another reason why I never figured out these people's ages.
Well, we said 24 earlier, so I'm just guessing. I don't know.
But he is not 10, obviously, because he's in high school. Because remember when he, later on in the movie when he brings the...
Corey Feldman is not in high school on this.
He brings the Gizmo thing to... He brings the Mogwai to his teacher. And
maybe
Corey Feldman's
school.
In there. It says high school.
He was 13 when he filmed this. I don't know. But this was his second big movie, right after Friday the 13th, the final chapter. Remember that one?
Final Countdown. Oh, chapter, my bad.
And then he just blew up. He was in Goonies, Stand By Me, Lost Boys, License to Drive.
Everything for forever.
The Burbs, Dream a Little Dream.
If you put Haim and Feldman together.
Yeah, the Coreys, the two Coreys. Now not so much. He hasn't been done.
What's funny is I always thought... it was Corey Feldman, and then Corey was the character's name on Boy Meets World. I forget which Savage it is.
Fred.
Fred Savage, yes.
Yeah.
And I always thought those were the two Coreys everyone was talking about when I was a kid, because I'm stupid.
You know, Corey Haim hasn't done much lately, though.
He did those troll movies.
The other Corey?
The elves. No, wait, that was Sean. Never mind.
Yeah, no, the other, he was...
Isn't he dead?
Is he?
Isn't he dead? I'm sorry, I totally...
Corey Feldman isn't. The other one? Oh, the other one is dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Haim is dead, yeah.
That's why he hasn't met anyone lately. I'll explain
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, that's awful. We laugh
hard to be in stuff when you're dead.
Stupid about it.
Unless you're Peter Cushing.
He died in 2010.
It's pretty easy to be in stuff if you're dead.
Oh, it's been a while, huh?
He died in 2010.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is dedicated to Corey Feldman.
Haim. Idiot.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. Dedicated to both of them.
Fuck them. Dedicated to their careers.
So for a lot of these shots, the close-up shots, like this one of the actual of Mogwai
of the Gizmo,
they made like a big, huge one where they can like
oh really
do like different make them have more room to do shit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, they had like tons of different kinds of little puppets, animatronics, and shit like that. Something that's best with this movie is that it is all puppets. It's like Muppets on acid, pretty much. You know?
Yeah.
And I got to give credit for that. If they redid it now and tried to do it CG, ugh.
No.
Remember those the E.T. CG scenes?
Yeah.
Oh, they're horrible. It would be like that. It would look weird. And Corey Feldman's reading 3D comics. Did you ever read those, Justin?
I don't remember reading any, but I remember seeing them.
Yeah. I remember reading through one.
I'm sure I had one or two when I was a kid and just don't remember having it, but...
They weren't that good.
I remember seeing them, and I remember looking at 3D pictures with the 3D glasses and being like, these look like shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
I just didn't know how to say it that way when I was a kid, you know what I mean?
But here's Dad still trying to sell the fucking bathroom buddy. Or bathroom caddy.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Whatever, but...
It's got everything you need.
Yeah. What all do you need?
None of this shit set up like that, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
I don't need the razor. I don't need the toothbrush. I don't need all that set up on one thing.
Well, you don't shave and you don't brush your teeth, so.
I'm just saying, I don't need it all in that giant. It almost looks like a staple remover.
Yeah.
A giant Swiss Army knife of a kitchen or a bathroom.
Reminds me of those pens that had like the four different colors.
Yeah.
Reminds me of that. It's like a weird, shitty Swiss Army knife. But he just squirted his jizz all over his dad's face.
Yeah.
That's good. And dad's like, yeah, it's fine. It's okay.
And he doesn't have half of it on his face.
Now, Mogwais are jamming out to Donkey Kong, which is pretty badass. Those games are pretty cool. Those little home games.
Personal ones?
Yeah, yeah.
See, I remember them from late 90s when they were much cheaper and shittier than they probably were back then.
Oh, they were cheap and shitty too, but they're better than nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was better than the car that just went back and forth.
I read the car one. It's a little narrow little...
You got two lanes. You had to go back and forth and avoid the other cars. That was it.
Yep.
It had like a spinning like screen.
And it had the little like shifter lever thing on the right-hand side that did fucking nothing.
Yeah.
You think, oh, I could at least select stuff. No.
Oh, here's when Cokehead's like, let's go replace the family dog. And Mushroom's like, what?
Hmm?
Oh, I didn't miss that part, so. So now Billy and Gizmo just got done banging if they're sleeping.
You're awful.
Well, they're all cuddled up. I don't know. And the gremlins are going after, not the gremlins, the Mogwai are going after the dog. Gonna find out.
So in one of the things I read, it said that Gizmo was laying next to Spike in the thing, and I thought, no, that's wrong. I watched this, and then I said, and now all of a sudden that one's gone on the other side of him.
Hmm.
But Gizmo was in bed.
Yeah, something was wrong.
With Billy.
Yeah, someone was wrong.
We got poor little Mushroom hanging here with the wires.
And he's the only one awake. Somebody else had made a comment like, oh, how did he not know that six of these fucking little things went outside in the snow and hung up his dog? And I'm like, only one of them was awake.
Yeah.
Spike, that little bitch.
Barty's my favorite character in this movie.
He's a good one.
He's a good dog. Yeah. And now he's going to go because Dad's going to take him. Which is pretty good because the original script of this movie... was very much darker.
Yeah.
They eat the dog, the gremlins.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. They kill the mom, and when Billy comes home, her head rolls down the steps. It had some pretty dark elements to it.
It sounds like a better movie.
Yeah. Well, some of the dark elements that are already in it is what led to the PG-13 rating. I don't know if you know about that. But
Was this one of the first movies to get the PG-13?
No, I didn't get it, but this one...
Or it led to the creation of, yeah.
This and Temple of Doom, when they ripped the guy's heart
from
out.
Here. Okay.
Those within months of each other, they came out like in the spring of 84, and they caused all the issues like, well, it's not fucking for little kids.
Yeah.
But rated R is too harsh. It's not rated R. We need something else. And
Spielberg, they didn't rip the heart out and eat it.
And Spielberg suggested something like a PG-13, which they took his suggestion and went with it. And then Red Dawn, it happened. It's amazing how quick it happened, too. It was like within months. Like, these movies came out in June. In like September, October, Red Dawn comes out and it's PG-13. You know, it's like boom, 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 you know.
Well, I suppose there's only one rating company, so you only got to pass it through them.
Yeah, but it's kind of nice to see things like happen promptly like that.
Yeah, you don't see that much.
I mean, yeah, it took some while, because there's like other movies before that. You know, I remember Airplane was PG, and they show titties in it.
Yeah, that doesn't... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so they needed something else.
Yeah.
It was a one quick shot of titties in Airplane. That was it. But like even movies like Jaws, that's a little... Sharks rip some people apart. That's a little rough.
Yeah, that is glass. That's a little harsh.
So now PG-13 is the most popular rating out there.
It's as close to the lower demographic as you can get, and a lot of the time...
Well, it's a family-friendly movie that adults kind of like. And like all the top moneymakers are all PG-13 pretty much now. You look at all the Marvel movies, all that shit, you know, all that stuff's always PG-13 usually, so. Danielle, you're back.
Yep, I'm here.
Yay.
Hi.
Here is Murray going to drive his tractor.
Flutterman.
And he's the one that first brings up the idea of gremlins. He says that the foreigners are putting gremlins in their cars.
Well, gremlins have been a thing since the World War. The original one.
The second one.
Original.
Second
one.
Right here. WWII.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure like that the whole Gremlins thing started in the first one and carried over into the second and probably carries over into every major war that's ever happened, but I don't know. I know there were Bugs Bunny cartoons and the guy that hits the nuke on the head. That's the gremlin.
Oh, yeah, it was in a Bugs Bunny cartoon for sure.
I don't know when that came out or anything, but...
I like that he leaves his plow there. He agrees he shouldn't be driving home.
Especially because he's not even driving a fucking car.
He's driving a plow.
The notion of gremlins was first conceived during World War II.
Oh, okay.
When mechanical failures in aircraft were jokingly blamed on the small monsters. It also entered pop culture as a children's author, Roald Dahl. He's the guy who Charlie Hunter and Chuck Factory. He published a book called The Gremlins in 1943. Walt Disney almost made a movie of it. Bugs Bunny made a cartoon called Falling Hair that has him battling a gremlin on an airplane. So
there was a movie. But the guy was freaking out when he looked out the window.
That was an episode of The Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Lithgow redid it.
See, I do remember some things.
I think William Shatner was in the first one, wasn't he?
No, that's when he saw the... maybe it was the gremlin on the wing of the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he thinks the gremlin's tearing his plane apart.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right, yeah.
Was that William Shatner in the first
one? That was Shatner, and then
Lithgow.
Lithgow
did the
rebroadcast, yeah.
So I was watching The Twilight Zone the other day, and I thought, you know how they reboot movies all the time? They should reboot a TV show. Like, for real. Like, The Twilight Zone. Redo each episode, like, as they go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you know what... that's the next episode. That's the one they're doing. And they could have, like, stars on it, and then get, like, fancy directors come in, update it a little bit, change it up slightly, and make it more timely.
Guys.
But that would make a fucking $1 million.
Here's where Phoebe Cates...
Yummy.
...says, I don't celebrate Christmas. I don't like it.
Not yet.
Yeah,
it's
she
late.
Just said it.
Well,
she didn't
say
the story, but she's saying that she doesn't celebrate it.
because she's Jewish.
God, I was just trying to say, but nobody cares.
She's a damn Jew. That's a cute little hat, though.
Like you're looking at the hat.
Can't see anything else. I did have to go Google search Phoebe Cates. Fast Times.
Yeah. For a little remembrance.
Rub one out for old times' sake.
For the spank bank.
No, I was at work, actually, when I did it. So I had like her like, screen ready to pop up in a second. I heard footsteps coming behind me. I was like, oh, yeah. It's a Google image. It was small. A little tiny thumbnail, but...
But I extended
it. Was enough.
But I was jerking off so hard.
It was good enough, yeah. But Phoebe Cates, she retired from acting in, like, the early 90s. Like, her last big thing was Drop Dead Fred. She was in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she did, like, one other little thing, and then she fucking quit and said, I'm having babies. I found me some fucking dude.
Huh.
And then she was in one other thing. She was in some shitty, like, thing around 2001, 2002. She did for a friend of hers. She did for Jennifer Jason Leigh, fellow Fast Times star. She did her a favor and was in one of her movies. But other than that, she hasn't been in nothing. She's, boom, off the face plant.
Hmm. Yeah, if you're going to do it, that's the way to do it, I guess.
You know, at work the other day, somebody brought up Rick Moranis, and they're like, oh, we haven't seen it.
He did the same thing.
I made a comment about...
No, he dropped off the face of the planet because his wife died, and he was taking care of his kids.
And he wanted his kids to have a normal childhood, yeah. But they had said, yeah, I made the comment of, yes, have some. And we started talking about that, Ghostbusters. And I was like, one of the guys said at work, he's like, yeah, you don't see anything from him anymore. Whatever happened? And I said, oh, I believe his wife died of breast cancer, and he took on taking care of the kids and wanted them to have a dad at home and a normal. So he does, like, voice stuff now. And everybody looked at me like I was crazy, and I'm like, I think that... So I had to Google it, and I'm like, no, I'm right. And they're like, no, we didn't doubt you. We were just wondering why you knew some weird facts about this shit.
Now you're going to know more stupid shit.
Right.
And now we got the Mogwais in the crate.
Yes, we have several Mogwais now. And now he's going to bring him fried chicken, which is, like, they have this racist thing that people are complaining about. Did you hear about that, Justin?
No. What were the racists complaining about now?
Well, they're complaining about something. Damn it, I can't find it now.
Why? Because it's chicken?
Well, yeah, that was one
thing.
I like
chicken.
They're complaining.
I like fried chicken. I like watermelon.
Right?
That shit's delicious.
Fuck.
But that was one part. And oh, here it is. Since its release, some people have criticized the movie as being culturally insensitive.
Oh, God.
They observed that the film presents gremlins as African Americans.
Wait, because they eat chicken, they're evil?
He writes, this chick.
That's stupid.
Patricia Turner wrote that the gremlins reflect negative African American stereotypes in their dress and behavior. They are shown devouring fried chicken with their hands. How else are you going to eat fried chicken?
I don't know. That's how I eat it.
Yeah. That's the only way to eat it.
I hate when, like, you go somewhere and there's, like, roasted chicken or roasted
chicken.
And, like, how you're supposed to eat it with a knife and a fork, but, like, you're at a wedding and they bring you roasted chicken. You're like, I'm just going to eat this shit with my fingers because I like chicken. And
that's the only way I'm going to get all this chicken.
Right.
At a wedding, I definitely would. Unless I'm sitting at the head table.
There's more.
In which case, if I'm sitting at the head table and you're not feeding me steak, get the fuck out of here. I'm not in your wedding.
Here's the point right here. At school, they showed the time in the background, and it was like 2:30, almost 2:30. So at almost
a.m.
Yes, at almost 2:30, that gremlin, Grizmo, whatever the fuck Mogwai you want to call it, that one took the sandwich.
Oh, we already did
the
that.
The professor, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, we're getting deep in this movie already.
So the fact that it's...
Which is funny that the teacher is going to take this foreign species and stick around all night and hang out around the class and do experiments on it.
And then he says, what's going on? I don't know about you, but if I woke up and I saw that shit in my house, I'd be putting that shit in the garbage and lighting it on fire outside.
This was before Aliens. This looks a lot like Aliens.
Yeah, it does. I was just thinking that, too, actually.
They have these cocoon things all set up, all spread out across the... That was just like when Ripley walks in with the flamethrower gun, like,
yeah,
looking around, and she, yeah, and she lights them all up. Hell yeah!
Right here.
That's what fucking Billy.
Right here.
Needs.
No,
Billy's
I didn't do this.
Flamethrower.
I didn't. Did you feed him after midnight? No, I made sure. And then he looks at the clock right there, and he realizes that the clock says the same time as
they
it did last night. And this is funny. Mom, what's going on? Bitch, you're up in your room by yourself.
Yeah, you're supposed to be like 24. Why should you go to party?
Mom, why are you cutting my my clock?
Right, right.
Why wouldn't you just unplug it like anybody who understands how electricity and plugs work do?
So right here, though, would you not, like, I wouldn't leave my house. I'd fucking grab them things and I'd start a fire outside. I'm sorry. I would.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you what. I would not have,
Corey Feldman?
No, David Alan Greer. That's who that guy looks like.
Oh.
The black guy.
Well, I mean,
he is...
teacher.
I wouldn't...
He's the only black character, and he is the first to die.
A true horror movie.
So, there's that. Also, I guess, in this... what I was talking about earlier about Patricia Turner's thing... she says about the fried chicken. They also listen to black music, which I will listen to later in the bar. I don't think that's black music. They do breakdancing, which we all fucking did breakdancing. And
it was the '80s. I'm pretty sure I breakdanced in the '80s.
And they wear sunglasses after dark.
So she basically just profiled.
That was Corey.
Black people.
Corey, what's his face? I wear my sunglasses at night so I can. That was a different... That was Corey something. Corey Hart?
Oh, the guy who sang the song? I have no idea.
I think it was Corey Hart.
Corey the Hitman Hart?
Yes, that one.
The wrestler?
Same one.
Same
so
guy, huh?
Here
same
you
guy.
Go. They're starting to break
open.
He wore
sunglasses.
At night?
Christmas Eve.
All the time. This is great because...
Now it's Christmas Eve.
Okay, so now it's Christmas Eve.
But seeing the people in the back room?
Yeah, what the fuck are they doing?
The scene before that, you saw a guy back there standing on like the old time machine thing from the old H.G. Wells story.
Yeah.
This guy's sitting on a time machine, and he's sitting there, and they show him talking, and they cut back. Somebody else, they cut back to Hoyt Axton talking, and it's gone.
Oh.
And those people are like scattered, like, oh my God, what the fuck just happened?
So damn.
The time machine, like, jumped in time somewhere.
Hmm. I'd like to see that in the next time machine movie they make.
So now it's Christmas Eve. Okay, so here, it's still open.
The bank is
open. The kids were in school the day before Christmas Eve.
Depending on what day of the week it falls on, okay?
No. Nope. Doesn't happen. Does not happen.
I don't know. I've been in school past my birthday before. My birthday's the 19th.
Well, yeah.
Look at, they're in school. It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, they shouldn't be there on Christmas Eve. No, 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 no.
No.
But I'm saying the day before or whatever.
I don't think so.
Day before, maybe.
We were never in school on the 23rd. Never.
I don't know about 23rd, but I know for a fact I've been there the 21st or the 22nd.
Well, yeah, for sure. I would say maybe. Even the 23rd, the schedule fell on the right
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it was just the right day of the week or whatever. I know I've been in school past my birthday.
Well, yeah, I believe that, because it'll be past your birthday on Monday, and that kids will still be in school.
Well, I mean, yeah, so the 19th, and then there's 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, so...
But they're out of school on Tuesday.
So the 20th, so if Christmas fell on a different day, I could see it.
I don't.
Yeah, so now Gizmo's all hiding out in the...
The pupa stage is breaking open.
Yep,
there you go.
Film's coming out. So Steven Spielberg, he produced this film. He didn't direct it. It was Joe Dante that directed it. But Spielberg produced it, and this guy was just on a fucking roll in the 80s. He fucking couldn't do wrong. I mean, people talk about Lucas on being like awesome, but Lucas did Howard the Duck and shit.
I like Howard the Duck.
Yeah, you would.
I watched that movie like 2 or 3 months ago.
Okay. But Spielberg, he fucking was just churning these fucking hits out, hit after hit after hit. Kind of crazy. But in the 80s, like he owned it.
See, right here, and there's Corey Feldman's character in class.
Like a head shorter than everybody else.
Yeah.
I guess if he's like 15, he could be a freshman. Well, you could be a fucking sophomore, though. Wait, which first? Freshman's first. Freshman's next.
Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Fresh, soft, juicy.
Yeah, it's been a long time. But, so, now our first victim here has realized the gremlin has escaped from the cage, and he's not going to turn the light on or anything like that. I got a phone call. He needs to go back.
But no, they specifically said sunlight will kill them, right?
Were they at the bank in the middle of the night?
Yeah, good call on that, too.
It's not in the middle of the night. They just got out of class.
Oh, yeah. The blinds are drawn because the movie was playing.
Mm.
And he doesn't turn on the light because all light, especially sunlight, can kill them, but it can hurt them.
So he's thinking just a little cute little critter's running around somewhere. He's going to go, come on, little guy. You want some of my candy bar?
Remember me and my sultry, soft voice?
And the door was open when he walked up to it, so the thing could have gotten out. And he thinks it stayed in there in the chemistry lab?
No, it's going to fuck him up.
Fast little fucker. I don't care if the light would kill it. I would at least turn the overhead lights on.
Right. Be like, where are you hiding? Because now I know there's a dark place somewhere that you're still alive at.
Yeah.
This film was... It took $11 million to make this movie.
Really?
Yeah, a little more expensive than they thought. Spielberg originally wanted like a cheap like B horror movie kind of thing.
Yeah,
they're kind of looking for it. It kind of like got bigger and bigger and bigger.
They were like, "Well, if we throw your name on the poster, we're gonna make a shit ton of money just because it's your name."
Yeah.
So don't make a B movie.
But a lot of people were like looking at it. They think it was like something like E.T.
Oh yeah,
they see the pictures of you know Gizmo,
and then they don't see the shadow on the cover.
They don't get
and stuff.
That. They're just like, "Oh yeah, it's gonna be a cute little alien movie by Steven Spielberg." And,
that's Steven Spielberg.
He's quite a guy. But, Howie Mandel does the voice of the Mogwai, of Gizmo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And most of it was done afterwards. They kind of, like, just kind of winged it.
Ooh, you know he also acts as a game show host.
Oh, yeah. So, Peter's dead with a... injection in his butt.
Yeah, what was with that?
What did he have?
I don't know, but I have a question.
Okay. Go.
When you put a film on a reel, isn't the one that's up front the feed reel?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it feeds front to back.
Right. So just now when he walked in there, the front reel was what was flapping, not the back reel.
Maybe he already rewinded it.
Hmm.
It was in the process of still rewinding. But, yeah, here's Billy's first experience with an actual gremlin. The gremlin is out.
Well, and I like how when he reached for the phone, it knew to grab his hand right when it went for the phone, because it knows what a phone is.
They are born very intelligent, very knowledgeable of the world, I guess.
Well, and as you'll see in later parts of the series, they already know all the pop culture references of the day.
Oh, yeah. And two, yeah.
They'll actually sing a Billy Joel song if prompted.
Horrible. I give him credit for taking different angles of part two, but it's pretty bad.
It's, I don't know, part two is definitely more entertaining.
They have that smart gremlin.
Yeah.
That guy's fucking annoying as hell.
The one who talks? Yeah.
Tony Randall.
Oh, is that who it is?
How did the gremlin go in the heat vent and come out in the goddamn cabinet and then go out another vent?
Yeah.
Because he's special.
And now they suck at darts.
Not really. They close the 20s.
Right.
Yeah, but they're going for the giant shaking gremlin in the middle. The Mogwai, whatever you want to call it.
Are they really? Or?
Unless they're trying to scare it, and then they're better at darts than I am.
So mom's in the kitchen making gingerbread cookies, like any mom should at Christmas time.
With a giant knife.
Well, you know, you
and they're
those.
Giant gingerbread cookies.
Yeah, those are big gingerbread cookies.
They look delicious.
And she knows something is up because she heard them upstairs already.
She's coming with a knife already. She ain't fucking around. She's like, I'll kill these motherfuckers.
She, so far, is the only smart one.
Yeah, right? Everyone else is like, oh, come here, little guy.
I mean, we got that no light having ass teacher.
Mom's like, fuck, I'll kill your ass.
The fact that she still goes up there and she sees all this smoke
doesn't make her very smart.
Well, it's smoke. You gotta check out what's going on. What the hell? At least she has a knife with her.
I would grab that door
and close it.
Yeah, that's not smoke as much as it is mist, I guess you would call it.
Afterbirth. It's like steaming out of the eggs.
Ow.
See, the gremlins just quoted E.T. right there. That was nice.
What did he say?
He said, phone home.
Oh, nice.
When he yanked the cord out. So, yeah, they're right up on pop culture.
They're up to the day.
And we get a little Christmas music here.
And what's this rage face she's making here instead
it's
of leaving?
Just enough to scare the shit out of her. Like, wait a minute, I just came all the way up these stairs, and somehow you're already downstairs?
She's still playing her Christmas music.
No, it wasn't her. They turned it on. That's
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, that's why she freaked out.
They like Christmas music?
Well, they put on the record.
They put on that 45.
That wasn't 45, that was a full length.
No.
Whatever.
I can play some Christmas music. And here we're going to get our first look at the gremlin. He's throwing shit at Mom here.
Which,
Mom.
You say that's the first look, but no, he jumped out of the fucking cabinet in the
nurse's station
at the high school.
That was the first look?
No, first look at Stripe, Mohawk guy.
I didn't see Stripe in this one.
I thought that's who it just was.
No.
Oh, there's a shadow of one. Oh, here it
comes. I guess maybe not.
Start throwing dishes and shit at her.
That's in a second.
It's coming.
And this bitch is awesome. It's Mom 3, Gremlin 0.
Those just kills 2.
Mm-mm.
She kill 3? Like one in the blender, one in the microwave, right?
And she stabs one.
Does she?
In the corner by the fridge.
Does that one die, though?
Well, I think so.
Okay.
Probably, they're pretty little. You stab them once, they probably die.
Well, with that fucking machete that she's carrying around with her.
The fucking blender going. Throws this nice green blood all over the kitchen, which is great.
I told Jason, I watched one of the commentary things on this, and they said that they had to shoot this one like 2 days later because...
The green died?
Yeah, it died everyone and everything in the house.
I kept them covered in blood.
So see, now she stabs this one.
Oh, yeah.
2, 3...
Yeah, one's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
And now there's this one that scratches her or throws something, yeah. And she uses bug spray.
Which she just happens to have sitting around the kitchen counter. They must have a bug problem in that house, huh? Flea and tick right there.
I wouldn't be surprised if at some point they said something about spraying Barney for fleas and ticks. Or spraying Gizmo for fleas and ticks.
Okay, I guess they do have a dog and a mogwai.
And Spielberg seems to keep a lot of his shit pretty tight, so...
He does well at that.
I always say there's probably some reference to it at some point.
So there were 6 total. He brought one to him.
So there's 5 in the house.
She just killed 3.
So there's one...
3 left, technically.
One more gremlin, and then Gizmo.
You mean Stripe.
Yeah, there would be the one at... There would be the one at school, Stripe.
And I'm saying there's one left in the house, which would be Stripe. There's Gizmo.
No, there was 5 that hatched upstairs.
Was it 5? Or 6?
There was 5 that turned into gremlins, and there was Gizmo. When you look at them all, and they're all still furry, there's 6 of them. Then there's 5 of them when they turn into the gremlins. So 3 are dead. So we got the guy at school. We got Stripe.
Who was an extra one? They made him extra. Remember? They dropped the water on me and popped open.
Oh, yeah.
That one doesn't count as one.
And so there's something
okay.
in the tree.
Yeah. All right. Well, my count's all off because I forgot about that part.
It doesn't matter because soon it's going to be thousands and thousands.
There's going to be a swimming pool full.
Yeah.
There's Stripe. He's hiding.
He's hiding Gizmo's box.
He's a little bitch.
He's sliding nothing in the box. It's dark out, though. We got the... In this daytime?
It got dark.
I mean, it... I don't know. It's winter time, so it gets dark in like 10 minutes.
Okay. The one time the sword doesn't fall off the wall.
Yeah.
And so there's the fourth.
He just chopped his head off and sent it flying into the fireplace.
So, I don't know. By my count, I still only got Stripe
and there's
and
Stripe.
Gizmo.
Only Stripe is left in the house. And then the one at the school.
Cool. Yeah, I'm not counting him because he's extra.
But once he gets to the YMCA, then it's all done.
It's game over, folks.
Yeah. Once he hides in that breaker box.
I wouldn't get it.
No, don't answer it. Well, I forgot about this thing with the doctor.
Yeah. Oh, but here's Gizmo. And yeah, sure, my mom just got attacked by a bunch of these little freaks. I hear some weird squeaky noise. Let me go check that out.
I'm gonna go back to the house. First of all the lights are off now. They were all on when they left.
Yeah. And Gizmo can talk, but none of the other ones do.
Well, they talk later on.
Yeah, but I'm saying even in the beginning they didn't.
That's Robbie the Robot from Forbidden Planet. Right, Justin?
I thought it was,
I don't know what that's from.
What the fuck? Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Lost in Space?
Yeah. That's not the same robot, is it?
No.
Wait,
yeah,
wait, did they do an MST3K of Forbidden Planet?
Maybe, I don't know.
I'm just wondering. Or maybe those are riff tracks. I don't know.
What, are you stealing ideas from other people or what?
Hmm?
You stealing ideas from other people?
No, I was just... That's the last place I remember even hearing that reference was by one of those guys. So.
Here we are at... Are we at the YMCA?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So... Stripe has ran into the gym. He's going to go hide out.
You know, get his cardio on,
run
some laps.
It's funny when you, like, read the weird fuck-ups in the movie, and you realize that they weren't really fuck-ups in the movie. It's people that watch them wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, somebody's like, oh, yeah, he went into the YMCA, and then he relocked the door. And it's like, the fucking door was broken, dude. He reached in with his hand and unlocked it. Billy did. Not. And then they said, oh, and then he purposefully hid in the maintenance box or whatever.
Now, why he would only scratch him one time, I don't get.
Just enough to torture him.
I don't know. You'd think he'd rip his fucking throat out because he had the chance. And I'm talking about Stripe there before
right.
he jumps into the water. And then I like how the water starts bubbling. And
you see it starts in that corner and it slowly makes its way through.
This really is like a cool... It's a cool effect. I'd like to know how they actually did it. Because there's mist and...
Right. And finally, Billy was smart enough to know he needed to get the fuck out of there.
I don't know, I think I would have known that right away.
Right.
Fun to stay at the
YMCA. And I'm drawing a blank. This is supposed to be set in New York, right? Kingston Falls, New York?
New York State, yeah.
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 Yeah, not city, because it's where the second one is, but...
Kingston Falls, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be in New York.
But here he is meeting up with the cops, and the cops are all like, yeah, they're getting drunk, it looks like.
Yep, they are.
They're hanging out for Christmas.
First thing he says is, you're drunk, and he's like, no, I'm not, but you are.
I'm all right.
Yes, you are.
You are.
I know.
He's got the gizmo in his bag, so he's going to pull him out and prove to these guys, so they're like, yeah, whatever. But they're hanging out.
And you know who that is?
Who, the other cop?
Yeah. That's...
The other cop.
Fucking shit, what's his name? He's in Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah, he was in Dangle Cash.
Yeah, it's he plays cop all the fucking time.
He's the
time.
Bad guy.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm Googling it.
I know who you're talking about. He was the one guy.
Yeah, he's in, like, a lot of shit.
He was in that one thing.
He's in a bunch of shit.
He's in that one thing for sure, though.
Oh, he's definitely in something. Jonathan Banks.
Yes, there he is, as Deputy Brent. He's also in Better Call Saul. He plays Mike.
Yeah, he's in Beverly Hills Cop 2.
And Beverly Hills Cop 1.
Yeah.
That's where we saw him in.
Identity Thieves, Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles. He's in other shit, too.
He was the bad guy in Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
I swear he's been in a bunch of other shit, too.
He's been in a ton of shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Hey.
He's in like 7 things if you look up his IMDb. But I swear I've seen him in other shit.
I got a whole fucking list. Armin Dangerous, Buckaroo Banzai, 48 Hours.
Oh, see, yeah, you got the better
Stir
list.
Crazy, Airplane. Just going back. Under Siege 2. Bunch of shit I never heard of. Puff Puff Pass.
Sounds like a movie I could get into.
Yeah, but then it was, Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad that really got him popular. Oh, Murray's fucking getting run over now.
And his poor wife.
Who's nothing to do with anything.
She had to deal with him.
Actually, Murray, you'd think Murray dies here. He doesn't die. He comes back in the sequel.
Yeah.
He just happens to be visiting New York City. Happens to run into Billy.
Well, I thought he went there to visit Billy.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
like, know. He was going to New York, and because Billy lived in New York, it was one of those, oh, well, we're going to visit you while we're here,
yeah,
sort of deal.
But the whole thing was, like, he was reconfirmed that it was Gremlins. Like, everyone thought he was crazy. And then he finally was like, no, no, see, I was right. Oh, no, this guy, this dick, he's the priest?
Yeah.
He goes walking out to the mailbox. He goes, put some in the mailbox, like,
cards on Christmas Eve.
I'm going to throw these in the mailbox. And you hear some weird-ass fucking noises coming in there, like, oh, that's... And they throw the mail back out at him. And making weird noises. He's standing there like, okay.
He was confused.
So, another dude walks up. Hey, you want to mail something? Yeah, here, go for it. See what happens. He doesn't say... I think there might be something alive in there. Don't stick your fucking hand in there. What a dick. And he just stands there looking at him like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is kind of a dick move.
Yeah.
Look, all the lights are already green.
Yeah. They're just in the water, in the snow, which is water. Yeah, they're causing Gremlin type of trouble.
Yeah, they're messing everything up.
They're changing the stoplights and doing all kinds of goofy stuff. Gizmo's still being real cute. I'm like, look at
me. Of course he is.
Look at me, I'm so cute. That was the big merchandising thing, was Gizmo. But I did have like a little tiny gremlin, like a little figure. He was like, he didn't move or anything. He just kind of stood there like, ah.
Just like a hard plastic.
A little rubber,
yeah,
hard plastic kind of thing. It was more like rubber, but.
Yeah, I think in your heyday they used more rubber. In my heyday they used plastic.
Yeah.
Everything from my childhood was hard plastic.
But they're getting a call now.
You're welcome. We ruined that for you.
Thank you.
The calls are coming in.
Hey,
to the
at least
police department.
At least my fake dinosaurs were made out of real dinosaurs.
Mm. We had metal Tonka trucks.
I had a metal erector set until I started erecting my own sets.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. I look at the cop so sure of himself because he's fucking hammered.
Yeah, he's like, it's fine, I got this.
This guy. He's going to sit by the fire.
The main cop here, Scott Brady, he died the next April. He didn't last much longer than this.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. Well, he wasn't in Gremlins 2.
Wait, let me check.
Spike said, Deagle Regal.
No, he wasn't in Gremlins 2, no. Because he died in 1985. And this was his final performance. But here we have Mrs. Deagle, who,
walk around just fine, but she can't go up and down stairs.
Hey,
she's rich.
She's going to string up a dog, but...
All right. Miss Deagle, alive or dead, just...
Dead.
Alive or dead, Danielle?
Eh, she's probably still alive.
She is still alive.
Damn.
She's 79. Lives in Jasper, Alabama. Oh, shit. She was Flo.
Yeah.
From Hustle and Flo?
No, from Alice. The 1970s sitcom.
I knew that. You didn't?
I didn't know that was Flo.
Oh, hell yeah.
Kiss My Grits. Her.
Oh, shit. Okay.
There you go, Justin.
Thought that was All in the Family.
No.
No. That was
Hallie
Alice
Halliday.
Yeah. Kiss My Grits, motherfucker. Wow, I didn't know that was her.
And they are really up on their pop culture because they're singing Christmas carols and shit.
They don't know the words, though.
Yeah.
They're singing la 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 la. And now they're fucking with her stairs. So she's going to shoot up a flight of stairs in like 20 seconds to take her.
But she had to ride down them.
Yeah, but the ride down was set at normal speed. Now she gets in this bad boy.
Maximum and overdrive.
And watch the shit.
She flies up.
Oh, well, I think they messed
one
with
flight,
her shit.
Two flights. Three flights. Four flights. Five flights. Oh, this is a two-story house.
It's got like seven loops in it, don't worry.
It's really, really shallow, you know.
Super tight and fast.
And you guys are like, oh, I think that's Miss Daigle, huh? Fuck.
And now they're fucking with their car.
They're gremlins. That's what they do.
Yeah, but brake lines aren't soft like that.
Well, then Santa comes out. He's being attacked, and the cops just sit there like, whoa, that's Dave. He's always Santa. What's that stuff on?
Well, and his window's down.
What's that? Yeah.
Well, that's because it would have ruined the shot.
I think they should bust out and start shooting him.
You need to start the car because I want to go back.
Yeah, good call, Jonathan Banks there, yeah.
Thank you.
He was the bad guy in Broyles Cop.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in the mansion.
The international smuggler.
Yeah. Another DSC episode you can find at...
search for us on Podomatic, Drunk Film Commentary. Mm-hmm.
So, the gremlin cut his brake line. At the end of that street, there was a curve. He hit the brakes and you saw the car slow down.
Am I the only one who saw both sides of the light were still on?
Yeah.
Because that's how electricity works, folks.
Well, and it only, like, sparkled. It didn't actually fucking spark. He had metal scissors with the metal handles.
Yeah. He had shears.
Yeah.
He definitely should have got zapped at least a little bit.
Right there, did you see that? They had the skid plate on the bottom of the car. When the car flipped over, you can totally see the skid plate.
Oh, I didn't see it, no.
Yeah.
Hey, plug bug.
Ah, fuck you.
No returns.
Slug bug, no slugs back.
Yeah, in the car that never starts.
Plug bug.
I hit you first.
You didn't say slug bug, though.
I did.
She said slug bug, no slugs back. Did you slug her back?
Yep.
Danielle gets a free shot. Those are the rules.
Don't hit me with your hurt hand.
She gets two shots.
Rockin' Ricky. Rockin' Ricky's getting fed up with this Orson Welles crap. He ain't buying it. which is a great throwback to War of the Worlds. The whole aliens are attacking the radio show in the 30s, I think it was.
It was one of the reasons we have media as we have it today. We have movies and radio shows and shit like that.
That's one of the reasons?
Yeah.
Oh.
After the mass hysteria he created, that proved that they were marketable and you could actually make money off of, you know, a weekly special sort of deal.
Hmm. Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Read something about it in English class once.
Yeah, I think the hysteria was a little overdone. The actual reaction was a little media sensationalized.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
As well. They're like, oh, my God, you know.
No, of course it was.
Because they were pretty...
timely on it?
Well, no, they were pretty descriptive of what they're actually doing. They kind of like said before the show came on that this is a performance that we're doing. And they had commercial breaks. They said, you know, this is a performance. And some people, you know, like one or two people freaked out, so they made a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
But here's the bar scene at Dory's, where Phoebe's serving these guys for some reason.
Yeah, why would you serve them?
And... I mean,
they are terrible drunks.
And she's acting like she has a lot to do. I mean, she doesn't know what they're saying.
It's not like they're actually ordering a shot.
Yeah, they're not ordering specific drinks and saying, I want this and this and this.
Yeah,
let
me
get a... keep them happy.
You just give them beer and shots. And give them whatever. Give them whiskey. Just keep filling those shot glasses. Keep filling the fucking beer glasses. That's all I really need to do. It'd be easy.
It's like bartending at Hattrick.
Yeah. Yeah, But here's where the black music comes in, which I don't see it. But this is great because they have a lot of different puppets going on in here and all kinds of shit going on.
And the flasher.
Even though they're all naked anyway, all the rest of them are.
Look at that belly.
This one's drinking around a tap. His belly expands. These other ones are gambling. They're, you know.
Throwing popcorn around.
I'm trying to hear the music.
The African-American music. This one's playing Star Wars. It was a badass video game back in the day.
The one where it looked like it was all in the targeting system?
Yeah, you're like just, flying through the Death Star. They're playing poker, and this one's a transvestite. Yeah, there's a transvestite one, which Gremlins 2 has some hardcore transvestite gremlin going on, where she rapes the one security guard dude.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty rough.
And then where did Spike get the tiny gun?
Yeah,
the gremlin-sized gun.
All that stuff is tiny enough to fit in their hands. The
beer, yeah, even the steins,
yeah.
That bottle of Jack Daniels right there.
Yeah, it's all.
Oh wait, is this what they
were talking
about? It's
supposed to be Sinatra right here.
Stuff?
It's all very proportional to him. He's not racist. He's.
But because of the smooth jazz.
No, this is supposed to be the sophisticated gremlin. This is a little touch of what they're going to deliver in part two and full fucking throttle.
I don't know. I always thought this was supposed to be like the Sinatra gremlin.
Kind of, yeah. He's like the calm, cool guy. Here we go. Super madness.
It's flash dance type thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that black music.
No, not at all.
I haven't even heard him say the devil's name once.
Yeah, they're disco dancing and
now Frank's upset.
Now, really, if you were Phoebe, wouldn't you just like split out the side door?
Oh, I would have been gone.
I gotta get some more beer. Gone.
All right, so they can't have light by them,
but they can get electrocuted. Yeah,
into the socket and the light bulb's going off.
And if you think about it,
bar
would be the perfect place for them because they're dimly lit, plenty of water everywhere.
And he's afraid of a fucking match where he stands back and says, bright light.
But they can drink beer, too, which is, you know...
Right. But, and the one guy was sticking his finger in a light switch.
She's got the camera out, though. She finds a way to fucking take him out.
And don't those flashes have, like, a 10-second reset? If
not
longer?
Oh, God. Longer than that. Yeah. Yeah. And it's not the flash. It's the camera itself.
Yeah. But no, I remember I had an older school camera, and it had, like, the slide-in flash, and that even that one, with fresh batteries, still took, like, at least 10 seconds to recharge.
I remember the flash cubes.
That's
what I'm talking about, yeah.
Four, yeah.
Did That was on the 110.
She's got a Polaroid, though.
That was on the 110 cameras.
Yeah.
The Polaroid was a little quicker, though.
Film, it wasn't, the film never came out of the thing. It was a spiral on this side, spiral, and a straight line.
Oh, was
so,
it?
Yeah.
110, right?
That's what I said.
Yeah,
the 110 film.
Yeah, one of those, but that's a Polaroid she uses, and I think those are a little quicker.
Those are the bulbs, yeah.
She should have stomped Gizmo right there. It would have had a lot of problems.
Just, yeah.
Fucking get rid of it. Sorry, Gizmo, you gotta go.
Because it never fucking starts?
Why would you pull up and shut off the car?
Yeah.
And the town is in ruins. Everyone's running around screaming. Hilldale is in chaos.
Well, one, you're looking for Hill Valley. And second, it's Kingston Falls.
Hill Valley, yes. It's in ruins.
Oh, look, they're in the diner.
Sure looks like it, don't it?
Yeah. Where's Elijah Wood?
Unfortunately, the whole set burned down after Back to the Future 2.
Oh, really?
So, it's been rebuilt since
then. No wonder they put Back to the Future 3 in the fucking Wild West.
But it was in the whole square, the whole courthouse square, they called it. Was in tons of movies. You can look, it has its own Wikipedia page. You can look it up.
Oh, really?
I mean, these are the big ones in the 80s and like the last ones we really know about.
Here's where she starts telling the reason she hates Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Now, did you take her seriously?
At this point, it's hard to take anybody seriously.
Yeah.
I thought it was bad because this is like when she says there's no Santa Claus. I'm like, there's little kids watching this. And I was like 10 or 11 when I saw this. So I was kind of like already, you know, like, yeah.
You're right, like, I'm pretty sure, yeah. But I don't know for definite.
But my parents tell me if I don't believe I get socks and underwear, yeah. So I'm going to tell them I believe.
Yeah.
Because that's what I told my kid. I was like, as soon as you don't believe, all you get is socks and underwear for Christmas. She's like, Ma, I believe. Even this year. By the way, I still believe in Santa Claus, and this is my list. I'm like, you little fucker.
But this set was the courthouse set, the courthouse square, was in use since the 50s. It was in Leave It to Beaver, Twilight Zone, Kill a Mockingbird, shit like that.
Damn.
She fried her dad. Went to light a fire, but I noticed the smell.
You know, in episode, or in Gremlins 2, they make fun of this?
I don't think I ever saw two.
She tells a story about Lincoln's birthday. She starts going, you know, I hate the one time when I was a kid on Lincoln's birthday, there was this guy in a top hat and a fake beard, and she goes on the story, and then Billy like grabs her, we got more important things to do, and stops her in the middle of it, and grabs her. So they totally made fun of this shit, which is what Gremlins 2 was, much more of a comedy. Which,
yeah. It was almost a parody of Gremlins 1.
Which the, you know, only Evil Dead 2 can do that.
Yeah, I suppose.
The ones that pulled it out, but... Here's Hoyt, just got rid of one of his smokeless ashtrays, which is smoking like a motherfucker.
Do you remember those smokeless ashtrays that had the battery power to them? They, like, had a fan.
I remember
those.
After this. Yeah.
I had a boyfriend that had one of those. I'm like, this thing sucks.
That's one of his few inventions that actually made it. Well, for a little bit, at least, you know.
I bought one as recently as 2004.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're still out there.
They had, I mean, it was like this huge spaceship-looking thing.
Yeah, and it has a little fan motor
like
in it.
It
would
open like
a
clam almost, and then, yeah, it had a fan in the bottom, so you would open it to ash and turn the fan on, and that way when you set your cigarette down, it would go through the fan on the bottom.
Yeah, it was supposed to suck
but
the...
But yet it would still disperse it back out, but you wouldn't see the direct smoke.
Yeah.
So just shoot out the sides like all the time.
Yeah. Instead of seeing a stream going up,
Having the shitty smoke, the secondhand smoke coming up into your nose, it would get sucked into the ashtray.
Here's a nice shot of the road right here. That's the shot that the road DeLorean goes down.
Yep.
Crash in the movie theater at the end there. Now they're trying to find them. All the gremlins are gone. The town is quiet.
They know that they have to fucking kill them.
They don't know where they are.
They know they're someplace dark.
It is.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
That's not what was playing earlier in the day.
Right.
Yeah, they had a boys' night was playing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they switched out that day.
Maybe.
Oh, it's a day to change a movie.
Suppose.
It's not like a long affair.
Danielle's trying to signal to you.
No, I'm actually cracking my thumb right
now.
Oh,
my bad.
I was trying to signal of...
Should we take a break?
I think that's about time.
It's about time to take a break.
Right there. All I said was all of them, I would have fucking lit a fire.
Right then and there.
Yep.
All right, well, we got all the gremlins are in this film, in this movie theater, and we are going to pause it, Justin, and we'll be right back.
Hell of an intermission, folks.
Yeah, it was a whole, like, 2 seconds for them.
Woo!
A couple more seconds for us, but...
I hope you guys packed as much resting and sobering up into that as we didn't.
We should have a pretty small break there. Surprising, but we're get back going on the movie. We are there in the movie theater.
All of them?
Yes, all of them. And they are having a great time.
They're loving it.
Gremlins have occupied the movie theater. I guess the first time they talk when they say milk duds.
No, the ones have a bright light when she tries to light a cigarette.
Oh, does, oh, in the bar?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
And he said phone home?
Oh, yeah, phone home.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A couple of times, yeah. So they're
capable of speech.
Which is amazing because they were just born today.
Yeah, hours ago, minutes ago even.
Yeah, some of them, yeah. And they kind of know how to run a projector. Which, you know, I mean, yeah, they put in the wrong reel, but they still get it going, which is pretty impressive. Yeah. Considering they were born that day.
Yeah, I mean, usually you start with reel one, but reel four is it's a solid try.
Hey, they got it hooked up and got started. Those things are kind of complicated, getting them lining it up in there. And
yeah, I had to do it one time, and I did not like doing it.
I was in the AV club.
Ooh, aren't you old? You know what
hey.
My...
They don't still have the AV club?
No, well, they do, but you know what my AV club was?
What?
Hooking up a projector, like a modern-day one, to a laptop.
I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, no.
Two cables. And
where's
you play,
the film go, though?
Up your ass.
That doesn't sound very comfortable.
Not for you.
That's what I'm saying.
I was in AV.
Oh, look, and there's the poster for Snow White that's discarded, and even though it's the movie of the day.
Well, it's coming out tomorrow, so they took the poster out already.
You know how this town does. We're a day ahead for everything.
One night only. Gone in the morning. But, yeah, they're watching Snow White, and they're back in the theater, and somehow Phoebe knows exactly where the boiler room, the little slot door is. Which means she... Well,
it's probably a one-room movie theater, so I don't see it being that hard.
But wait. She pulled like a little hatch on the fucking floor. Like, oh, it's right here. This is how you get down there.
All right, I'll give that one to you.
She was banging projectionists before this.
Probably.
Yeah, good free movies.
I mean, she's somewhere between the ages of 18 and 30.
You haven't decided yet.
You know what? I've been in the projectionist room at Tinseltown.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's pretty dope.
I was there in Old Market Square.
Nice.
Is it everything you imagine it to be?
No, it's actually a lot lamer than I thought it would be. It's mostly computers hooked up to projectors now.
Did it come on your face or did you swallow it?
We went on the roof and smoked a joint.
Okay. Danny?
I swallowed.
Yeah, I figured.
Good girl.
Spitters as quitters. Sorry, not me.
But okay.
I just wonder where they got all these clothes and outfits from.
They all got little outfits on, yeah. Well, maybe they were born with it, maybe.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Ooh, that's deep. So he's going to leave this oily rag burning.
Just one little oily rag. That's not even hooked up to anything.
So did Tarantino get this idea? Did he steal this? Inglourious Bastards.
Considering I've seen it done in other movies as well, yeah.
Yeah. Locks the theater and burns them all.
Sandlot. They do the same shot in Sandlot.
They lock a theater up and burn people alive.
Well, no, but they do the same running behind the projection.
No, I'm talking about locking a theater
and
up
burning
and
it,
burning
that specific
with the intention
it?
To burn everyone inside alive.
that specific with it? Maybe. I don't know. Has Tarantino ever seen this movie?
What?
And how do you burn a brick building down?
Well, you gotta burn everything inside of it. He puts that piece of wood against the door, which works really well. Without any handle or anything.
That piece of wood is way stronger than Phoebe, whatever her name is.
It works.
The physics aren't there, but it works.
It works.
It's burning. We're waiting for it. Oh, there it goes.
Boom.
Goes the dynamite.
So the theater is burning up.
You know, someone tried to tell me once that, like, old, like, real film like that was, you know, it's, you know, very flammable. I'm like, yeah, it's very flammable, but it's not going to cause an explosion.
No, it
enough of it,
but
can.
The boiler room does.
I suppose
if they had a collection of it, they could.
I mean, their whole argument for the whole reason it exploded was simply the... Oops, sorry. Sorry, microphone.
He talks with his hands.
The 10 reels of film that were sitting above the projection booth.
Oh. I thought it was because he opened the gas, so...
He did.
No, that's why it does explode.
He turned the pipe the wrong way.
I want to say it was my cousin. It's someone I was related to that said it might have been my sister. But I was like, yeah, it probably wouldn't explode like that for no fucking reason. And they were like, oh, no, it's because of all the film.
Yeah, no, he let the gas out. That's
yeah,
fine.
And I didn't realize at the time
your
that the gas was on.
Your cousin or sister or whatever is a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
So, or they just didn't see them turning the gas
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I didn't see that, and they argued for forever about it. And I didn't see the gas either. I was like, I know it's flammable, but I don't know.
Here comes Stripes riding
melt.
A skateboard. Now we're in the big, it's like a Sears or something.
A Dillard's, a Macy's.
Yeah. A little bit of everything they got. Chainsaws, Barbie cars. They got it all.
Baseball bats.
Got it all. Shovels.
I mean, what
and
more could you want?
And a garden center.
Yeah.
With a fountain.
You gotta have the fountain set up in the middle.
And a skylight.
And I like how it's all convenient.
I mean, just like you know, was it Dawn of the Dead? You know, you go to the mall, go to the stores. You know.
They got it. They got it all.
They got it. Like, it's where to go.
Hey, you know what I always say? Shop smart. Shop as smart.
Shop as smart. There are some S Smarts around.
There's some Kmarts.
Where is he in S Smart? Somewhere. I don't remember.
I don't know either. Wham!
I like how he only turned on the one TV.
Yeah, how does that work when they're all set up to the same power bank?
Maybe one of them is separate.
Evidently it was.
Yeah. Or maybe that's just the fastest booting TV, and all the other ones were just 10 seconds behind.
Maybe.
Because it was brand new TV booting up technology. But also, there would need to be light on him for him to get recorded in that quality. And there would need to be a camera set up, probably somewhere pretty fucking close to those TVs for it to be set up in a department store. Because I remember those setups, and they were right next to the TV it was on. The
yeah,
cords were only this long, maybe 3 feet long, 4 feet long.
Yeah. Now we're going to see Phoebe Cates, like, flip like a million fucking buttons before she finally finds anything.
Isn't that the same toy that his mom had bought him?
Yeah, more toy robots, yeah.
Hmm.
And he's 24 years old.
And his stocking head.
Hey,
that could have been for someone else. It could have been for Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
No, there was three stockings, mom, dad, and Billy.
There's E.T.
Oh, yeah, good call. I didn't even notice that one. Oh, and then the Looney Tunes. I didn't know it's the Looney Tunes either.
It's Warner Brothers.
And there's bugs over there, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Warner Brothers movie, so.
Yeah. It was on the lot.
Yeah, it's
might as well get the
free
plug, yeah.
But here we're coming upon the big showdown between Stripe and Billy. He's got his big baseball bat, so I think he's going to be good to go.
Wham! Saw blades. And do you realize how hard you would have to throw a saw blade to go over halfway into the wall?
He had to be somewhat strong. I mean, he did hang up Barney.
I suppose, but...
Obviously,
I don't know, you can attain that with leverage and shit.
I don't know about all that.
That's exactly how you would do it.
How do you send a chainsaw... What do you call that?
That's a saw blade.
Saw blade. Chainsaw blade?
No, it was
no.
A circular
saw.
Circular
saw
blade. Chainsaw comes later.
You guys are welcome that the girl knew what kind of fucking blade that was.
I wasn't looking.
I'm sitting here telling him.
He's got a cricket bat, or is that baseball?
Oh, Jesus.
Some kind of bat.
It's a Louisville Slugger. And he sucks at baseball.
Yeah, and why would the gremlins even waste their time throwing shit like baseballs at him instead of just fucking murdering him?
In a machine.
In a machine. Yeah.
Because they're gremlins and they fuck with people. That's what they do. They don't just want to kill everybody.
I actually thought that was like the tennis ball machine, but...
That's a pitching machine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little tiny crossbow.
Tiny crossbow, yeah.
Stripe size.
Tiny bolt going right in the arm.
Well, it's at the department store. They have the kids section.
They don't sell kids crossbows like
that.
No,
you don't get a kids crossbow.
They might.
They sell them, but you know where they sell them? In very highly specialized stores for kids who can't fucking walk.
Why would a kid that doesn't walk need a fucking crossbow?
To go hunting.
For fun.
What about a kid that can walk?
Hey.
Then he gets to shoot a regular
bow
and arrow.
FYI, guys.
Why would a kid that doesn't walk need a smaller crossbow?
I want
a
crossbow.
Okay, I'm not talking about the size of the crossbow.
I was.
Okay, crossbows are only legal to use to go hunting and shit with for cripples.
Also, that chainsaw sucks.
Is that a national law?
Yeah.
The chainsaw sucks.
Chainsaw sucks.
Oh, I try to go through the bat?
Yeah.
Gizmo's got the Barbie car. Which is cute as hell, but is there a gas pedal in this thing? Is there brakes? He, like, throws the thing in reverse and goes this way and that way, and...
He's shifting gears.
Yeah, he's... That thing's, like, a full, ready-to-go car. And when I was a kid, I thought, well, maybe he's got the control sitting right there. It's kind of, like, sitting on his
lap. The controller, yeah.
Yeah. That was my kind of rationale. When you're a kid, you see these movies, and you notice what's wrong, but you're like, I just want to have fun, I just want to watch the movie. Yeah. Oh, Stripes' chainsaw died. I love the cartoon sound effects they throw in here with the ground.
Yeah.
Like the little, the birdies flying around his head. Oh, Stripes found the water. And in case we didn't know that was water...
He says water and gun.
Yeah, he sees a gun. So Rock and Ricky's still on the air.
Even though
I
he got
to see
attacked.
Rocky Ricky's movie.
That would be a good one.
They should make like a little...
Gremlins 3.
It should just be Rocky Ricky's adventure during this. Because he's...
Rock and Ricky.
He's
rocking around the Gremlins.
And
okay,
somehow
so
he came
I had to look up the law.
Okay.
In Wisconsin...
Only cripples can use a crossbow.
Only in Wisconsin is it legal for use... In archery season, beginning with the 2014 season, and it'll be reviewed every 3 years.
So otherwise, next year it'll get reviewed.
Right. Otherwise, 25 states have legal use during archery season on crossbows.
What does that do with crippled kids, though?
Nothing on here. Six states, however, and the state that you are from... Delaware or around that area or not from
Delaware is where
okay that counts Delaware, Vermont, New Hampshire that area
Delmarva yeah
six states it's only legal for the physically challenged hunters to use it during archery season
well my uncle who lives and has always lived in Wisconsin he was not allowed to go hunting with a crossbow until he had to get pins put in his neck and wasn't able to turn his neck to use a regular bow.
Okay. Well, and that might be from 2014. This was the law as of 2014.
This was all my hunting information is pre-2009.
In 11 states, it's legal to use a crossbow during firearm season. And that is all the western area, like the far west. Except for... why did I click that button and it brought me to Pennsylvania? That's weird. That was fucking Oregon. And that one, it's illegal.
Oregon, PA, they're like next to each other.
It's fucking way on the other side. But it's illegal hunting equipment. Completely.
Oh, yeah.
There. Other than that, it's, yeah.
I was going to say, I know there's some places where you're not allowed to use it at all.
Yeah, that's it so far. I mean, since this was all laws of 2014.
Okay.
So.
So sorry if my info is a couple years out of date.
Yeah, but so one state it's legal for use in archery season on private land only, and that's in Florida. And every 25 states it's legal to use during archery season only. 11 states it's legal to use during firearm season. And then, yeah, physically challenged hunters during archery season for the 6 states, and it's the itty-bitties over in yonder area.
Yeah, for sure.
So, hey, the gremlins.
I wouldn't call PA itty-bitty, but...
Well, it wasn't PA, though.
Oh, I thought you said Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania.
No, when I clicked on Oregon, it brought me to Pennsylvania laws.
Oh, that's so weird.
The gremlins dead.
Yep. Gizmo saved the day. He opened the shutter on the skylight.
Okay, I just clicked on Washington, and it brought me to Wisconsin. Like, I know my states, right, guys? Like, Wisconsin's here. That's Washington. Okay. Mm.
But he's not dead. Oh, my God. His skeleton came out. Great jump scare. That was totally 80s.
So, I was confused.
The melting bones is definitely an 80s thing.
I was actually confused, though, because I didn't know why he died like that. Like, I'm like, oh, he went into the water. What made him die?
Mushroom's back. That's good. Mushroom, best actor in the movie, for sure. He did a good job. And it's funny because they even said that a lot of his the dog's reactions were that he thought those gremlins were real. Like,
yeah.
Gizmo and shit in the early parts.
Like chasing him around the house.
The dog thought, you know, I was like, holy shit, that is. He's looking at it like, what the fuck is that, you know? And they grabbed it and grabbed it. You know. So they're back home.
They took 10 takes, but they used the first footage.
Yeah. Right.
They're back home. Things have chilled out. They're relaxing, watching
TV. The hysteria has started to calm down.
Yeah, there's still fires going on, but, you know, they're watching the news. They're talking about all the shit going on. The poor demise of Miss Deagle. Gizmo only have a temperature? Why does he have a thermometer in his mouth? I don't know.
She's taking his temperature to make sure he's not hurt.
How do you know what a Mogwai's temperature is?
Yeah.
I don't know, but then she says,
you can't Google
I bet he wants
some
chicken soup. Isn't that water?
Yeah, and she was just telling him not to chew on it, as if to say, you're not supposed to be eating.
Well, and not just that, back then those old thermometers were mercury, so, you know, but...
But then Mr. Chan shows up, doesn't even knock on the door, just shows up in the living room, poof, turn around, there he is. He's mad because he's watching television, like, dude, you sold him to me.
Your son sold him to me.
Grandson.
Grandson, yeah.
He's like, listen... Y'all don't know how to take care of this shit.
But in part two, it's like the old man dies, and then Billy gets it inherited to him, I guess. That's how he gets... Or no, it goes to the company.
He goes into the shop, and he finds him or something.
I don't know. I don't never
see. I thought it goes into the company that he works at.
I don't know. I'm going to Google it.
I have to Google it.
Gremlins 2 premise.
It's not really that important.
I didn't mean it, dude.
And now, some lovely Chinese proverb of, y'all fucked it up.
Oh, yeah, blaming the white man, yeah. But then he said, someday you might be.
Because they were able to beat them.
I guess, that's good enough. But Gizmo wants to say goodbye, and here we go with the big heart-wrenching scene.
We're all kind of right here.
Oh, you got your gremlins too.
Mr. Wing dies, and then Gizmo gets sent to the company that he works for, and he gets guinea-pigged on, and then Billy gets hired into that, and then he's like, no,
saves them,
and then all the shit goes down.
Gotcha, okay.
I think they were trying to clone him or whatever.
Okay, so we were both right.
And then, you know, he gets in the desk drawer and they dump water.
Bye, Billy.
All right. So we're closing up on this movie here.
I can't believe he didn't ask for a refund.
He gave his money back.
Oh, did he? I didn't see that.
He drops on the couch when he comes in. When he says he's taking it back, he drops the money on the couch. So, yeah, he gave his money back. Oh, the badass vocal flash drive.
Yeah.
He's very, very thankful, yeah.
He leaves with it, but when you see him walking away, he ain't got it.
And I like how he was carrying... He was carrying Gizmo and that giant wood box as if they weighed maybe a half a pound. Or made us out of some sort of styrofoam.
That's pretty mean. There's not even any holes in that box or anything. You can't look out.
I think it's supposed to be screen where that green area is.
Yeah, like it's like the double layer screens. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the air gets through, but light doesn't.
Keep the sunlight out.
Okay.
Same sort of thing they have like a confessional booth.
So here's Hoyt wrapping the story up for us. Yeah, because he's told us the whole story. He's like, hey, better be careful. Might be a gremlin in your house. You never can tell just in time.
Uh-oh.
All right, guys. That about does it for gremlins.
I have Chinese boy, John Louis.
So we need to rate this little film right here. We give our ratings based on beers we're going to do.
Yep, we do.
We can go down to all the way up to a keg. We can do down to a tapper or even less, I guess. But just in time, you want to start?
Sure, why not? This is probably one of the movies I've been watching the longest out of my tenure of watching movies. Oh, nice. Funny. Or as far as I can remember, it's up there. I've been watching this movie a long time.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, tend to see it about once a year.
Wow.
Yeah, right around this time of the year.
So it's a Christmas movie for you?
Yeah, it's one of those ones that someone puts on or it's on the TV and I just happen to see it. And I don't know, I never really shy away from it, so I guess I'll give it a keg.
Wow, nice. All right, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, well, I was 9 the summer this came out. So this was fine for me. I watched it in the theater then, and I mean, yeah, it didn't bother me. I liked it. I thought it was funny. I thought it was cool. I thought the puppets were great. It was a fun time. It was a cool movie. Two I never really cared about, but first one was good. And you know, it still holds up. These puppets are hold up better after 30 years than CGI does 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, because you know they're puppets, and you kind of like you. You let yourself go when you see these puppets. You kind of like let it kind of fly, and you know they're not gonna look. But when you see something like CGI, it's like that should look perfect.
Yeah,
and that doesn't look perfect, you know. But this is like they're puppets, and then they made it all.
When there was CGI in this one, when they were walking down the street after the YMCA, and you see all of the little ones.
Oh, that one shot when they're
all stupid.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't CGI. Totally. That was stop motion.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, that was all little figures they made and kind of made stop motion, yeah. And that was the worst looking shot of the whole movie, too. So, but that was like the more advanced, you know, kind of method they used.
That's what it was.
But, yeah, you know what? It still holds up, though. I watched it, last week I watched it. We were supposed to do the show. Didn't do it, so we watched it again, and it still holds up, and it's a great, great flick. So I'm going to give it a keg as well.
Huzzah.
Well, that makes it 3 across the board.
Huzzah! Hey,
yeah. He's cute. I want one.
Who, Billy?
Okay.
Barney?
Barney Mushroom is he's the best in the film.
Phillies.
He is. What are you talking about?
Nothing.
All right. So, that's another episode of Drunk Film Commentary. If you made it this far, drop us a line at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com, and we'll send you $1,000,000.
No, we won't.
Because no one's hearing this.
I will not be sending you shit.
Right.
So that $1,000,000 can come out of Jason's pocket.
It'll be a picture of the word $1,000,000.
We'll figure. Well, actually, you know what? I got it.
What do you got?
I got $1,000,000 bill, I'll send them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, sign up. This is JTB.
Just in time.
Danielle.
Thanks for listening.
music till the dawn is breaking. Clang, clang, who cares a dang? What's the difference when you're on a spree? Over the teeth, behind the gums, look up, stomach, here she comes. I have another drink on me. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. No more to drink. I had a cellar full, but now it's gone. A drink, the glasses clink. Like the anvil chorus in my head is splitting. A breaky, a busty. Oh, brother. Oh, ow. What do I do now? Pink elephants are running after me. Though the stuff was smooth as silk, from now on I'll stick to milk. Nothing else to drink for me. Ha 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 ha